would be in front of us too. So we can't judge whether or not 97 other counties did it right, because they didn't have to figure that out. Also doesn't make any difference, because it's kind of a conjuring trick. Representative Holt's kind of being a magician here. Look what's happening over here with these 97 hands that I'm waving.
their bones when they wrote that rule. Much as they did when they tried to change an and to an or excuse me, an or to an and on voter ID. Or when they decided they were going to ask potential voters about their medical history. Or when
says, as part of the House of Representatives' duty and responsibility as the contest court, it will need to determine the meaning of, and I quote, intelligent mail barcode, end of quote, under Iowa Code Section 5317, parent 2. From my reading, Representative Holt, of your contested election committee report, you do not address, you do not define what you feel, what your committee feels, is the intelligent mail barcode. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And I do also want to share with the members of this House that Representative Holt and I sit together, do we not, on the Rules Committee?
We do.
And we understand that when the Secretary of State or some agency promulgates a rule and presents it to the committee, that we cannot, as a body of 10, ever entirely stop that rule, can we?
Well, there's a number of processes we can go through that seem pretty effective if we don't believe the rule matches the legislative intent, including session delay or, if necessary, bring it to this chamber to stop it.
But we as a committee cannot stop it.
That would be correct, but we have steps we can take.
That's true. We can slow it down. We can cripple it, but we can't necessarily stop it. Fair?
But we can bring it to the floor of the House, I believe, correct, to stop it if we need to. So we do have that tool.
All right. And we also know from our experience on that Rules Committee that what these agencies and what the Secretary of State, what those folks attempt to do is they attempt to implement the statute through their rule, but they don't always get it right. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Representative Holt, did you have an opportunity to count the number of, and you may not have, I think Mary Wolf did, I'll call upon her in a moment if you didn't, count the number of vertical bars that were on each of the 29 ballots that have not been counted?
I did. I'm not sure I remember what they were. It seems like there were 65.
65. Representative Wolf, would you agree? 65. Is the three words intelligent mail barcode, is that defined by the U.S. Postal Authority?
In several places on the post office website, I did indeed find definitions of intelligent mail barcode. Of course, that system has been integrated into informed visibility, mail tracking and reporting, but yes, there is a definition.
And is the definition something to this effect, and I'm gonna read it, you probably don't have it memorized. It's a 31-character, four-state USPS-developed barcode consisting of 65 vertical bars. All right? Would you disagree with that?
That's not the definition I found.
Tell me what your definition is.
The intelligent mail barcode is a 65-bar postal service barcode used by mailers, to sort and track letters and flats. The barcode is applied by the sender.
Okay, so your position would be that the barcode has to be applied by, in this case, the auditor.
That is correct. It is an optional system that has to be purchased by the auditors.
So you would disagree with the very short abbreviated definition that I gave?
Yes, sir.
But in your majority opinion, you don't address what the definition is as it concerns the...
Because in our report, we stated that we did not believe we had the legal authority to ask that those be opened and counted because of the fact that they did not have on them an intelligent mail barcode, nor a postmark.
Well, that's true, they didn't have a postmark.
Correct.
But they had 65 vertical bars.
Yes, but I would say not an intelligent mail barcode as is identified in Iowa code and in the administrative code and in the legislative intent.
But in the Iowa administrative rules, it doesn't talk about an intelligent mail barcode. In the rules, it talks about the intelligent mail barcode tracing system.
Yes, sir, and I would note that, and I have the book here on Iowa bill drafting, they do not, unfortunately in code, they do not capitalize nouns, and so that's one of the perhaps confusing issues here. They don't capitalize.
report as to what the barcode is, the intelligent mail barcode, and that the district court specifically asked this tribunal to address that, I would encourage my fellow members of the House to oppose and vote no as it concerns the majority report. Thank you very much.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good evening, Madam Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I'm going to kind of pick up where my colleague, Representative Olson, left off and talk about the legal analysis of the majority report. And I take issue with the fourth paragraph down where it starts to conclude, quote, there exists no legal authority to open and count the 29 ballots in question and thus no right to re-canvass or recertify the election. I disagree with that legal conclusion. Let's first take a step back and approach this, how I approach this as a lawyer and how I, as a professional, observe judges and other lawyers apply legal reasoning to a set of facts, which is what this report attempts to do. The first thing you do is you approach the question participate in the elections. Vote. Because he knew, and the message that he wanted his young leaders to know, is that if people are bought into their government, they're probably not going to throw a rock at our Humvees. They're probably not going to put bombs along the side of the road. We wanted legitimate government. Now, this is far removed from the battlefields of Iraq. The Korai was a long ways away. But that same principle of upholding democratic, small d, democratic principles applies, and it applies with this vote. I urge the body to vote no.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Crawford, Representative Holt, for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, and thank you to everyone. I know this is a very difficult issue, and I went into this when I was told I was going to be chair of this committee. I did take the R off the back of my name, and I believe sincerely with all of my heart that my conclusion would have been the same had this situation been reversed as far as the non-votes were concerned. Representative, I'll just comment on some statements that were made before we go forward. Representative Wolf, the Iowa Constitution and the U.S. Constitution does allow for rules to be in place to ensure the integrity of our voting system. There were 91 county auditors, at least, that knew what was meant by the definition of intelligent mail barcode, perhaps more, but that's what the report reflects. Seven of them signed up for and paid for intelligent mail barcode, a distinct proprietary offering from the United States Postal Service. The administrative code, first of all, let me say, as I mentioned earlier, that the code, certain things are not capitalized in the code, and I have a copy of the guidelines that LSA goes by and what they will capitalize and what they will not capitalize. The administrative code, which has the force of the rule of law, and Representative Olson was correct in some of the things he said. However, I sit on that rules committee, and it is our job that legislative intent be followed when rules are applied. And we have a number of pretty powerful tools to stop rules that we believe exceed what the legislature intended or, in fact, doesn't meet legislative intent. In the admin code, 72121.14 sub 53, intelligent mail barcode tracing, capitalized. A commissioner may choose to use intelligent mail barcode tracing, IMB tracing, to determine when an absentee ballot has entered into the federal mail system as an alternative to a traditional postmark verification. Prior to a commissioner's implementation of intelligent mail barcode tracing for an election, notice must be sent to the state commissioner. So this makes it very, very clear that something sprayed on by the post office does not meet that requirement. I believe, Representative Wolf, you talked about uniform election practices, yet you seem to be asking us to count 29 ballots in a different way than 1,000 and something ballots were counted across the rest of the state. Representative Wolf and Representative Steckman, during that discussion, it was stated that votes would not be counted because of semantics, and I just have to state for the record, I totally disagree with that. We are recommending what we are recommending because that's what the law says. It has nothing to do with semantics. Representative Madsen, we do value our votes, all of us do in here, which is why I think it's so important to follow the rule of law when we have a contested election such as this. This isn't comfortable, this isn't pleasant, and we don't change rules in the middle of the contest, which is why we have to follow the rule of law in this case. And I would say to you, Representative Hunter, that democracy demands that we legally, that we count every legally cast vote, every legally cast vote. You know, in talking about the rule of law and why we should follow the rule of law in this case, Dwight Eisenhower said something really important, too. He said the clearest way to show what the rule of law means to us in everyday life is to recall what has happened when there is no rule of law, which is why it is so important in cases like this that we it'll change the majority in this body. We had to approach it based upon the rule of law and what the rule of law said. And I tried to put every bit of that stuff out of my mind, as I believe a number of us did on that committee when we were looking at this very difficult situation. Our Republican doesn't matter and Democrat doesn't matter in this case. The rule of law does matter. And again, I've already stated this, but Representative Kurth, you mentioned it not being capitalized. The LSA does not capitalize nouns. And I certainly have that information if you would like to see their what they use, their guide they use, and what they capitalize and do not. Representative Eisenhart, I am definitely not a magician. I am a retired United States Marine that fought for freedom and liberty for 20 years, and I represent 30,000 people. And I believe that our nation is a nation of laws and that the rule of law matters. I don't think there's any magician stuff involved in that. Representative Hunter, I think reports about what was done in other counties is useful information, but it was not necessary to be in a book of evidence when we're deciding the issue before us on the definition of intelligent mail barcode. Representative Hunter, we held three committee meetings, and on the 16th, we were indeed presented evidence and exhibits. And Representative Olson sort of touched on this maybe, but you know, in a court of law, there's lawyers, and they make their case, and they enter into evidence what they choose to enter into. And so, you know, I think just because attorneys were involved, the idea that that means that what they presented to us was not evidence is, I don't understand that. I would remind this body that administrative rule does indeed have the force of law. And I believe that democracy says we follow the rule of law, particularly in a contested situation like this. You know, we cannot change the code with this report, nor can we change the rules in the middle of the contest. That wouldn't be fair to anybody at all. Iowa Code 53.17, Item 2, states, in order for the ballot to be counted, the return envelope must be received in the commissioner's office before the polls close on election day. The 29 ballots in question were not. They will be clearly postmarked by an officially authorized postal service. The 29 ballots in question were not. Or bear an intelligent mail barcode traceable to a date of entry into the federal mail system, not later than the day before the election, and received by the commissioner not later than noon on the Monday following the election. The ballots in question did not have on them an intelligent mail barcode that was purchased by an auditor
Tuesday, January 29th.